I am Dr. Layla Doolittle, and today I'm joined by Dr. Maximilian Ulmer. We have partnered together in the Abundance Blueprint course, and we just want to share a little bit more about what our philosophies are behind it, what we're bringing to the table, what we're helping our participants to really shift and transition in their lives, as well as where we're bringing in more transformation for them. So, when we originally wanted to bring in the foundations for this course, what our goals were is to help with the transition of mindset shifts, to help with opening up to new philosophies, new ways of thinking, and new ways of experiencing life, as well as expressing themselves, because that's what helps with the abundance shifts that are actually tangible, that someone can feel. And this is an abundance in wealth, as we oftentimes think of it first and foremost, but then also abundance in wellness and wisdom and in joy and how they're experiencing their life. So what we have been bringing to the table on different mindset shifts. Share with us a little bit, Dr. Maximilian, about some of the ways that we are bringing in energy and inspiration to our participants to help with opening themselves up to the new possibilities of life.
Thank you very much for the wonderful introduction. Mm-hmm. And this course about abundance is different because we combine her expertise on the neurology, the functional medicine, and my expertise on the intangible, on the quantum, or even going deeper to string theory. And why is that so important? Just imagine if you start, the wave function combines a particle and the movement. And if you only focus on the particle and the matter, you only see a small bit of your potentiality. Mm-hmm. That's why it is so important to work on the wave as well as on the particle. Yes. And if we change the wave, if we change how the wave is coming to us, if we change the frequency mm-hmm. to a higher form of abundance, then we can see more. The particle shifts accordingly because your body loves when you feel good, when you feel at your best. Yes. That's when we attune to a flow state mm-hmm. where just everything starts to click in. We're mm-hmm. more than ourselves. And then abundance can come to you because you broadened your perspective on receiving, and then you can give more. And then you receive more. And that is a perfectly a wonderful cycle.
Yes.
And what we've seen so far with our clients, they started with having a kind of abundance mindset. They knew a little bit of what it is, but they didn't experience fully, because they tried to live abundance from the external to the internal. Mm-hmm. And what we are sharing is you first have to be internally abundant.
Yes.
Because then you can receive higher forms of wave frequencies. You receive more of your wisdom, and the quantum, as well as quantum physics, works for you mm-hmm. because you ask different questions. You see reality different. So you can build reality different. And your body loves it. They fall more into well-being,
yes.
which is so essential. Mm-hmm. Because if you're just financially strong, but still empty, burned out, even though you did a lot of good work, mm-hmm. the return on investment is just not high enough. And that's why the four pillars that she mentioned, mm-hmm. they need to fire all of them at the yes. same time. And then true well-being is embodied and can be lived and shown to the people and, to, more importantly, to yourself.
Yes.
Because it all starts with belief.
Absolutely. Wow, I love that. That's such a beautiful way to explain that, describe that. Thank you. Some of the tangible ways that our participants are experiencing this in their lives too is, like, let's take well-being and wellness for an example. They are able to feel less brain fog and less of the chronic fatigue, or what some of those symptoms that happen whenever there is just a disconnect with that energetic flow. So when they're in energetic alignment, or when they are feeling the most like themselves, they're able to really be in tune with their highest sense of energy, like what it is that they are wanting to express themselves as in life, then they're able to feel more gratification, more joy, and more inspiration in life. And that helps them to feel more of those, like, neurological connections and the ways that they're actually expressing themselves. They have more of that flow state They are able to experience the inspiration more moments throughout the day than they were before. And so then they're able to have more of that alignment with what it is that they truly want from life. So their true fulfillment and their true passion and their true purpose in life, they're able to be more in tune with that and actually express that. And so that just helps so much with that balance of that sense of well-being and their own neurological expression, like how their neurons are connecting and giving the signals of neurotransmitter balancing and hormone balancing for every single day for them to express themselves with their most authentic and unique expression of themselves. It's beautiful.
Thank you very much for sharing. And why especially clarity of mind or fatigue is reduced tremendously. Mm-hmm. Just imagine when you focus on something based on quantum physics, you entangle with it. Mm-hmm. And that just means you are connected with it. And until you lose or you disconnect from that connection, parts of you are still connected and focused. Mm-hmm. To like whatever, paying the bills, then mm-hmm. you have to take care of the children, then you have to do all of the other stuff, and that creates mm-hmm. open loops. And it's like a flawed algorithm. Your mm-hmm. body tries to close the loop, tries to close the algorithm, mm-hmm. because the body wants to know, if X happens, then I have to do something else. A simple algorithm. But if we do not close them down, our focus is everywhere and it stays mm-hmm. everywhere.
Yes.
And this kind of distortion creates the physical fatigue, creates mm-hmm. the mental fatigue, or even more the decision fatigue. You just don't yes. know what to do anymore. It's just too much every time. And when we reduce through figuring out what your true purpose is and then bringing in soul goals, mm-hmm. they're more heart-driven, and you create your action steps from a different level. It's not just linear, it's exponential, using yes. leverage. Mm. When this is combined, your body and your mind learns to reprioritize life and reprioritize what's really important and not just urgent.
Wow.
And then you get more clarity in mind. You also gain your body back mm-hmm. because it is not focused on millions of things, yes. but just on the most important. And that can be three, but if they have the lever that create your fulfillment and your happiness on a daily basis, and you make your environment better, isn't there a better way to live?
That is such a great point. I really appreciate how you've described that. And I see this so many times in functional neurology, actually. We oftentimes think of it as like multitasking. You're not a master of many things, you're a master of none. And you can't truly put intentional energy, like even mitochondrial energy, towards too many things because it just disperses that energy. And so if you get that clarity, that focus, that intention, and then close out some of these loop distortions, then you have the quantum physics aligned energetically with your intention. And I think that's one of the most important things that we see foundationally. Every single one of our participants are getting more in tune with what their true intentions are and then aligning with it and also embodying this. So what we want to do is we want to create profound inspiration and mindset shifts and remove limiting beliefs and clear out and cleanse and detox some of those blockages to this energetic flow in life. And the other foundational element of what actually creates the tangible change in people's lives, where they see they're actually able to witness their own lives transforming in these different pillars of wealth and wisdom and wellness and joy in their lives, it's because they're able to embody it in their routines and how they're actually going about their days, and they're intentionally setting themselves in alignment with their intention from the morning to the evening. Every single day, they're able to actually embody this in their physiology and their biochemistry, and it's through breath work and through movement series and through very specific types of like nervous system resets. And this is all intentionally brought to you with so much science behind it, so much of the quantum physics behind it, because we know that that's how you're able to see and witness true transformation. And that's why this is so different from so many other programs out there, where it's just some exciting inspiration that's like very flashy around abundance, but it doesn't actually truly hit the core where it's at and create that transformation on a cellular level, a tangible level with the quantum physics and with the ways that our own body is actually aligning with it. And that's what you're doing, is you're bringing that in energetically, and then we help them embody it so it creates that tangible change.
And especially when we also think about the neurology and neuroplasticity. Just imagine your body and every neuron needs a specific action potential to actually fire. Mm-hmm. But if your body does not know where to fire, or fires at too many places at once, what wiring are you actually trying to generate? So neuroplasticity can be triggered, but you may be just creating the wrong networks. They're not supportive. Yeah. That is a big issue. And also, we're not creating abundance based on an external image. It's not like you have to be the millionaire to be wealthy. Mm-hmm. Maybe it is. Maybe it's just 10 grand a month. That is also phenomenal, but it has to be yours. And that makes that program so different. Because we're looking, or the work that I do, we're looking at your core wisdom and bringing your soul, your internal, your higher wisdom into your physical body. And then you can embody it and use it.
Yes.
And then your abundance, based on your purpose, is being granted and gifted to you. And that changes your life, because now you are fulfilled, and there is no number on fulfillment.
Right.
It's a feeling, and a feeling can translate to a frequency. And if you're living on higher frequencies, fulfillment, ease, grace, enjoyment, what do you think the perspective of your life will be? And especially if you have children, or if you have a husband or a wife that is not yet there.
Yeah.
You show them there is something different, because they feel that you're different. You're more yourself. You're an authority. You're aligned. You're authentic. And that changes your environment directly, because how you see your environment externally, that's just a reflection of your internal environment. And if you boil it down and your life sucks at the moment, that is just you do not know who you are. And what you then try to get is just another layer on top. And current quantum physics shows that information is stored in a two-dimensional holographic field. And that can be imagined like throwing a rock inside a pond. I was just looking to the right because there is a pond. And what you'll see is a lot of ripples. And when you try to externally get abundance, you're just in one of the ripples. And if you're in one of the ripples, you can change everything. You can transform. You change the building blocks. But you're still in one of the ripples. So you're still seeking for what for your body and for your neurology, for your amygdala, is familiar. But if you really want to get your abundance, your excellence, your brilliance, and then show it to the world, it can be the small, it can be your family, it can be your company, it can just be your teams and friends. But then you're starting from the first ripple. And that what you measure from there, what you ask yourself from there, is totally different. And you don't need to work through all the trauma. If you step back into your alignment through the work that I do and what she's doing, you recreate your life based on your alignment. You become more you.
Yes.
And isn't that the game?
It is.
And from there, creating relationships that are pure and with the right people, and not just toxic people that somehow fit in or you have to fit in. That is not the life you're supposed to live. That is just an easy choice, because many people are doing it, but you're not many people. You're unique. You're beautiful by design. So live it and be it. And then your environment sees, and you give them thereby the permission to actually do the same. Because if they see you're different and you're happy on a daily basis, and the financial flow is coming, and you're living the job, you're having a family that works, you have relationships, they want it the same, but not from jealousy, from inspiration.
Yes.
and that will change your life. And what we see, even being half through the 6 weeks program, people are experiencing that.
Yes.
Because the work that I start, the combination of our work, mm-hmm. I prefer a very deep meditation that aligns you to your soul and combines a very sacred all symbology that allows your spirit, so your essence, your perfection, to directly talk to your physical body. Just imagine two antenna. And they talk, and the mental, emotional, where usually the traumas, and a trauma is just a disbalance from your ease. That's why disease. And when these two connect, your spirit and your physical body, they clear what's true for you and for mm-hmm. your excellence. And then we can go from there and build from there. And traumas just fall away because yes. their foundation is broken. We're not in one of the ripples anymore. We're in the first pulse. And that changes everything. Then you can start the rhythm. You can decide what is in what it has to be in phase. And choice is not something you have. Choice is something you are.
Yes. Wow.
And when you embody that and live that way, your life is evolving. And for the ones around you, you are the guiding post that life can be beautiful. And that should just be, you're the perfect mother, you're the perfect father, you're the colleague that changes the environment. Or you step up to be the leader that you're supposed to be.
Wow, so inspiring to even me. And I get to hear this all the time. It's so beautiful. I love how we're able to just clear out those facades. Like what happens in our brain oftentimes is in our prefrontal cortex, we have so many different filters. And these filters get so built up with distortion. It's like a fog. And that creates a disbursement of how we are expressing every single day. So how we're making our decisions. And we oftentimes go through our decision-making processes with limitations because we don't know what is possible, or we're not living at our own full capacity. And so we're just playing in the safe zone of what our nervous system believes or feels is safe. And that's where there's so many missed opportunities, so many missed chances. There's so much life that just passes by, and we aren't in the true driver's seat, fully taking advantage of every single day to its full capacity. And it's just, time doesn't slow down. It's, as you know, it's like years just pass by so quickly, and we oftentimes live in this like hamster wheel of society where we're just making ends meet, we're just going through the day, going through the motions, and it can just be such a less than optimal way of expressing and being and living in life. And that's what's incredible about this, is it just pulls away some of those fogs that have been built up and some of those filters, so that you are able to just get laser focused and get very true clarity around what it is that you want in life and how you want to be in life and what you want to express yourself as. And that's so beautiful to get to see how people's light, that sparkle in their eyes that comes back whenever they're in alignment with their true nature, their true authentic self. They're able to be that and embody that. And it's so inspiring. I think that's my favorite part of this entire process.
Definitely. And we also experienced that, for instance, some clients are now facing difficulties. Mm-hmm. But when they talk about it, they smile.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, there is a challenge. The challenge is not me, not I am the problem. There is just a problem that I have to solve.
Mm-hmm.
And they learn, if they smile and have a higher set of frequencies, maybe looking at how would a perspective of ease solve the challenge? Mm. Then they come up with new ways
yes.
of creating. Because if you're in a problem, you believe there is no solution. And that is right, if you stay in the problem.
Mm.
And a problem is just translated, it's a set of frequencies. It can be anger, rage, I don't like it here, I'm not enough, this is the problem. And looking from the problem, we usually ask the question, why is it not working? Mm-hmm. And the answer is simple, because you repeat the past and hope the future is different.
Yes.
That will be the answer. But that is the answer we don't hear. We hear some inner voice, we hear our ego, we hear whatever. And it just indulges, okay, it's supposed to be hard and all this work. But just imagine you step out, step into ease, step into joy and beauty.
Yes.
Then you see that little gift in the problem that holds a solution. Because nothing that is given to you is just a dead end. Mm-hmm. Everything you receive is a form of mm-hmm. learning. Sometimes it's a tough love, that is okay. But on the mid to long term, it's a gift.
Yes.
And that's what we have to look for. And you can only look for it if you are not the problem, or stay or force yourself being in the problem. And when you smile, just imagine you're listening to your most amazing song. You're sad, that song comes on, you're just starting to dance. You change yes. your rhythm. You're out of phase with the problem. Mm-hmm. And then you can receive ideas. And it's the same, you change your brain state from high beta to maybe alpha, theta. Yeah. Or if you do this work more, into a higher gamma state, mm-hmm. where your whole brain works in coherence with your heart. And then the problem is no problem anymore. Maybe it's just a fleeting moment. You get the idea. Okay, that's so easy. You take that one step and everything is solved. But not only for you, but also for your environment. Hmm. This is the big change that you will discover. And this way is not telling you will never have problems. Without a challenge, there is no need to grow. But the challenges that you receive become learning steps to your pathway of excellence. And that is different.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes more ease. You enjoy, you're excited, because why you did it in the first place is meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
And that changes your approach to solve it, to embody it, and to be the role model you're supposed to be.
As in so many, and so many of our participants have come into this journey where they're seeing huge transformations happening within their lives. And maybe there are still a few problems that they're shifting through more quickly. But I also am hearing so many of our participants saying that they are, within just a few weeks, noticing so much ease and flow in their life. And it's just like so many more opportunities are flowing into their life, and just new ways of, you know, bringing in abundance. And so speak to that a little bit more about the quantum physics of what happens whenever somebody is shifting their mindset, shifting their focus, and then they're able to notice and see that life is just so much easier and things are flowing so much better. The flow state internally and externally. What is that that's happening in the quantum physics realm?
That's a super interesting question. And it all comes down to the measurement problem. And that, like I said at the beginning, that the wave and light is particle and the wave. And if we just look at the particle, we do not observe the wave properly. And the observer effect, which is the measurement paradox living on, just says, when we observe something, for that little moment, we are sure where the electron is and at what speed or velocity it travels. And in other words, at that one moment where we ask a specific question, our reality opens in a different way. Because, like with the example with the electron, we see it in that how we ask. And that means if you change the way you are, and then change the way you question reality, not in a sense of, why is it not working? I gave you the answer because you repeat the past and hope for a better future. It doesn't work. Because you're still in that one ripple that allows you only to be familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask a question, let's say from the frequency of freedom, of choice, or of abundance, the question might be, how would it be possible? Or mm-hmm. what if? And then the electron collapses from its perfection in a different way. So your matter reality, your particle reality, your linear reality looks, feels, and senses different because now you're open.
Yes.
You ask open question and not a question that is based on your past, but where you want to go. And that changes how your reality is collapsed. And then the observer and the observed changes. And if that happens, you subjectively see your life different and your life responds different for you. Not to you, but for you.
That's right.
Because you ask the question, you want the answer. And if you ask a question that you actually don't want the answer to, you still get the answer.
Yes.
And then you believe that is reality, that is a belief. If a belief is repeated, it becomes a truth. If a truth is not questioned, it becomes an automatism. And then it becomes your default network, and then you have a new behavior, like being back in the ripple. You believe you observe everything, but actually, you're still in that one question that holds you hostage, and then you try from the question to make it better. That is like recollapsing the wave function. So you collapsed it based on the question, why is it happening to me? Then you get an answer. And then you, from that space, you ask a similar question. And you narrow down, you limit your life more and more. And even though there are gifts around you, you don't see it. Like a horse with blinders, you don't see what's presented. You just see a little aspect of your life. But just imagine you ask a question like, I wonder, what if? Maybe it is possible. Or what if it would be possible? How do I have to change? What kind of rhythm or what kind of song do I have to play and be so that it is a reality? And maybe you surprise yourself. Because from that perspective, you need to use a different neural network, not the default network. You use something that creates future based on new information and not a recycling of old. That would be the quantum perspective. Change the way you observe life.
Yes. Wow, this is so beautiful. Now, this is something that is so transformational. And we're talking about this course where it's only a couple of weeks in that people are seeing these incredible results. One of the reasons why we've organized the structure and the format for this initial course, the Abundance Blueprint course, and then that's followed by the Abundance membership or the Mindset Shift membership. That's because we know that people can continue making transformations, and it's so important to continue staying in alignment with that. And oftentimes, having a tribe behind you that is inspiring you and giving you the tools to actually create profound transformation, that's what can help with bringing this into the tangible aspects of every person's life.
100%.
So let's share a little bit more about like the reason for a six-week course, for the initial six-week course of the transformation that happens when we pull things out, clear things out, move them out of the way, like the limiting beliefs, the energy blocks, the ways that we've had all of these facades and layers and filters put into our system over the years, like traumas and stress responses and fears and doubts and worries. Those things have to be cleared for us to have this flow state and this energetic alignment with this wonderful energy that does create in our lives, creates an incredible and beautiful and blissful and joyful life for us. So that's something that we work on within those first couple of weeks, is a lot of that clearing. And then in the next couple of weeks, we're really starting to bring in some of those foundational, fundamental tools and start laying, building in the layers. So share a little bit from your perspective of the organization and why this is so profound, because we're creating so many transformational shifts in the actual quantum physics of each person's reality.
I would love to. Why we started with a six-week program is actually very simple. We have to raise the bar and the baseline you are in to a very high and new working baseline. And what does it mean? It actually means you, coming back to the observer effect, see your life different. You see how when you get rid of and created space, that things flow easier to you, that reality becomes different. Because if you're still in that one ripple, everything that is within the ripple is pre-designed and familiar. Mm-hmm. So there is nothing of real transformation happening. Mm-hmm. And what we do on the first 2 weeks is creating space and getting rid of what I call, and the lineage I was trained in for many, many years, called the curses of abundance. And that kept you small, like focusing on energetic abundantment. That just means your environment teaches you how to be, creates your layers, you are so-and-so. And through the labels, you create belief systems. And that dim down who you are. The next week is more focused on bringing your higher self to your ego. Because the ego is nothing to kill. It's something to evolve. It's necessary. Your higher aspects do not care about shelter. They do not care about money. It's just not important when love is all around. But as a physical body, you need it. Mm-hmm. So upgrade what you are and become more you and less layered. And then we go into your purpose, but your unique one. And then designing it, bringing it back to alignment. And at the end, I'll share something that is called one of the keys of abundance. And this is not only transforming, that is your first step back into your pulse, where your rhythm is starting to support you. And this 6 weeks is very fast-paced, by intention.
Yes.
Because we have to raise the bar as fast as possible, so you start believing and seeing results, tangible and intangible, that your life is changing to the better. And then when you step into the membership, we refine and continuously build. And that is important because we should not snap back to where we were. But we have to see, we have to stretch a little, get the support with a morning routine, with daily, very in-depth meditation and meditations that redefine and recreate your neural wiring. And your physical body, working with your nerves, recreating the autonomic and the central nervous system to support you, working with your glands. That is essential. Yes. And when you then combine it with the sacred hand movements, which is just a unique form of Qigong movements that bring you back into presence so you can shape reality. This is why it's so important. And the memberships will be either on that level, or if you like, the advanced level, we take it up a notch, where we really dive deep into the 4 or 5 pillars to make your life amazing. And this year is focused on abundance. Next year, we go into freedom and alignment. So we jump even higher because you're designed to be the beauty that you're created in. And you shall shine and resonate that on a daily basis to inspire not only the person in the mirror, but the people around you as well.
I love that. Yes, there are so many incredible tools and gifts that you have that you don't even realize. And it's so beautiful whenever you get introduced to this and you start to see and witness how you have direct impact on your reality and on your experience in this world. And so you're able to create the most blissful, incredible, joyful life that's in full harmony with exactly who you are, your true authenticity. And that's where there's so many levels of transformation that happen. And it's, we talk about these 4 different pillars of abundance, and I think it's so important to help you understand what these pillars are so that you can actually visualize this happening in your own life. Let's talk about like abundance and wellness. Whenever your nervous system is fully connected, wiring and firing together in your full neurological capacity, and you're able to have all of the insights and inspiration that help you with your soul's expression, like how you're showing up, how you're expressing yourself to those around you, and how you're actually bringing in wisdom. So that all that knowledge and all the inspiration that you can bring in, and that true wisdom, like higher wisdom that you're bringing in, this can give you so much of these insights and inspiration to become an even greater version of you and how you're expressing. And then joy, that's the ability to feel so much abundance of joy and all the wonderful emotions that you can experience to actually appreciate life and appreciate the way that you're able to go about life and like get so much from life, from every connection around you. And it's so important that you also are having all of these different pillars in place for the abundance and wealth, because that's whenever you're able to have inspiration that brings in more paychecks and just brings in more of that abundant flow, and you have more inspiration for how you can have freedom while you're also bringing in the wealth and that abundance financially. And so all of these different pillars, we want to give you tools that you can directly have impact on each of these pillars in your life so that you're able to see this very comprehensive type of transformation. And throughout the abundance course and the membership and the higher level of the mastery, and this energetic mastery is able to give you tools to create in such profound and exponential ways that you're able to just express in such in a beautiful way in harmony with exactly who you are. And it's so beautiful to get to experience it. What else do you think is important for our listeners to hear today?
When we talk about the pillars, just imagine she was just talking about joy. Mm. Happiness is a result.
Yeah.
It's not a state you're always in. Mm-hmm. But joy is different. That's that low level feeling of, I like myself. Life mm-hmm. is good. And I don't know how every step works, but I know I will figure that out. Mm-hmm. And that the fourth pillar, wisdom, is coming in. Mm-hmm. Because you're not drawing just from your brain power. You're drawing from your higher wisdom. You're drawing from your heart. And then you see a third way of doing things, not just a polarity, it's A or B. Maybe it's D, maybe it's M, I don't know. But you know that inner knowing, I'll figure it out.
Yes.
And when it comes to wellness, same, you just feel good. It can be physically strong, it can be very muscular, and we will teach you something, especially in the membership, to get within 10 minutes a very strong and high physically aesthetics and strength. But that's not what the core is about. I feel good, I love life, and somehow life now works for me. And I just know what to do. And how I communicate is different. People seem to hear me now. I don't have to use all the negotiation tactics, all the persuasion, all the selling. People hear me. And they trust me because I talk from a space where I inspire them. And I don't want to sell them something. I want to give them value. Mm. And that's where wealth is coming in. Because wealth is more than just money. Money is something wonderful. But you have to change the relationship to money. Money is nothing you say, I want. I'll give so much value. And as a reciprocity, I'm happy to receive the gift of your gratitude, which is money, which can be equity in a company, which can be just wonderful connections. That is also wealth. And that creates a whole bucket of fulfillment on a daily basis. Some days high fulfillment, other days not so high. But the baseline is life is good and I want to make it even better. And that's what we will share after the 6 weeks, to really refine all of your aspects in life based for this year on abundance. And next year will even be more amazing.
Yes.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yes.
That was phenomenal.
It definitely was.
And I can't wait to start. Thank you very much.
Looking forward to it.